fueled by President Trump's threats to Canada's economy and sovereignty. According to some voters in Ottawa earlier today,
I'm voting NDP because NDP is the party that will look out for workers and for the working class.
It is a scary time, but with what's happening across the border in the United States, and I feel that Mark Carney is a serious choice for a leader.
The CBC's projection only indicates the Carney's party appears to have a majority of seats, not how big that majority will be. A federal judge agrees to expedite Harvard's lawsuit against the Trump administration for trying to freeze over $2.2 billion in federal funding after the university refused to concede to the administration's demands for policy and leadership changes. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Harvard and the administration seem to agree on one thing. They're ready to have this out in court in a bigger way in July. They're going to have this whole thing out. No preliminary injunctions, no temporary freezes. They want to have this battle a few months from now during the summer recess for college students.
The Vatican says cardinals will hold a conclave to elect a new pope starting May 7th. CBS's Chris Livesay.
It's a big wild card. We can't clearly predict who the front runners are, what direction the church is going to take. We won't really find out until that white smoke goes up behind me over the Sistine Chapel.
The Claiborne Temple Church in Memphis goes up in flames. KWAM's Todd Starnes.
The Memphis Fire Department and ATF are investigating the cause of the early morning fire. The only thing left standing, a large stone bell tower. Claiborne Temple, considered to be more than just an historic landmark. Memphis Mayor Paul Young said in a statement, for many in the civil rights movement, it was sacred ground. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had been scheduled to speak at the temple just days before he was assassinated in 1968 at the Lorraine Motel. Todd Starnes for CBS News, Memphis.
The union representing 55,000 Los Angeles County workers begins a two-day strike to protest failed contract negotiations. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Military Appreciation Month brought to you by Progressive Insurance. The new movie Warfare recreates a firefight from the Iraq War. Navy SEAL Ray Mendoza, who co-wrote the film, says putting it on the big screen was one way veterans could talk about it openly.
20 years later, we never really talked about it at the time. You know, oftentimes you have to push that stuff down just to function and war zone.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Worried about your battery and the heat? We get it. You don't want to get stranded somewhere with a car that feels like an oven. We've got you covered at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Our free battery testing and charging service can help. And if you need a battery, we'll help you find a new one, no problem. Power through with free battery testing and charging at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The world's leading cybersecurity experts converge on San Francisco for a major tech conference. KCBS's Matt Bigler says attendees will discuss everything from AI-powered threats to the latest defense strategies.
Over 40,000 people are expected to attend the annual RSA conference, which started with the opening bell on Wall Street being rung remotely. RSA has had other big events and celebrity appearances.
Yeah, we had William Shatner beam into the audience from the Enterprise.
Randy Cohn has been working at RSA for over 20 years. This year, one of the key topics will be using AI to counter cyber attacks that are also being generated by AI.
I'm really intrigued to see what people have to say about technology.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
Florida State University has reopened its student union nearly 2 weeks after authorities say a student opened fire outside the building, killing two people and injuring six others. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers and storms in the overnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, breezy south winds. Morning lows of the lower 60s. Now, that breeze will come around to the northwest on your Tuesday, and we'll see falling temperatures into the mid-50s. Skies turning sunny. Currently, 80 degrees.
for wearing your green slips.
Just take your glasses.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Tease me. with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
stretching. I find that I can choose. I'm free. Oh, yeah. So funny, I just have a laugh. All my eye trouble been torn in half. I've been lonely too long.
Now you love me too. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Police in Chatham, Illinois, say three children and one adult are dead after a car crashed through an after-school building. WCIA-TV reporter Cole Henke has more.
Chatham police say at around 3:20 p.m. this afternoon, a driver went driving through the east side of the building, driving all the way through out the other end, killing four and injuring at least six more who have been taken to area hospitals.
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation says Liberal Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and his party will stay in power. President Trump heavily influenced the race as voters say they're most concerned about their financial security.
I'm voting more to keep someone out of power than to vote someone in.
It's the one that's going to affect us the most in the long run, and Canada needs to step up.
And this is very important to me that there would be safeguards of a working man's fortunes.
Tuesday marks 100 days since President Trump returned to office. His administration is highlighting its immigration policy. Trump's attacks on migrants and false claims of an invasion has ramped up deportations. CBS's Willie James Inman has that story.
The White House has put a strong focus on immigration and talking about what they see as successes. Part of this 100-day message that they've talked about. We saw a rare early morning briefing with the press secretary and Tom Homan, the border czar, where he essentially said, you cannot hide from ICE.
President Trump has just appointed a handful of new members to what's being called a FEMA review council. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
The president announced he's forming a bipartisan committee to review FEMA to reform and streamline the agency. Its new members include Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and Republican National Committee Chair Michael Whatley. President Trump has previously said he's considering eliminating FEMA after its response to recent hurricanes under the previous administration.
Monday, Amazon launched its first batch of internet satellites into space, intended as a competitor to SpaceX Starlink. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
It's worth noting that while Amazon hasn't said how much it will charge for satellite internet, the retailer has promised to keep its prices in line with competition, which means Starlink may have a real competitor on its hands.
Amazon aims to put more than 3,200 of them into orbit. The Kremlin declared a 72-hour ceasefire to mark Victory Day in World War II. President Putin ordered a truce from May 8th to May 10th to celebrate Moscow's defeat of the Nazis. Ukrainian President Zelensky called it another attempt at manipulation, asking, why wait until May 8th before ceasing fire? This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people